Let's get going. All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Downtown East Streetcar Sewer Public Infrastructure District. Today is August 11th. It's 9:05 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and record. We'll start with the board. Steve, would you like to start?
Steve Borup.
Bryce Baker.
Brandon Blazer.
Jason Alges.
Glenn Gersberger.
Tyson Williamson.
David Hutchison with CLA.
All right, that looks like it's everybody on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. So board, first up, we need to have a public hearing, and that's to make a budget amendment to the 2024 budget. So could I get a motion to open the public hearing?
This is Steve. I motion to open the public hearing.
Thanks, Steve.
This is Brandon. I second the motion.
Thanks, Brandon. All those in favor, say aye.
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 All right, aye. That sounds unanimous. All right, board, we are in a public hearing now, and that public hearing is to take comment on the 2024 budget amendment. So to walk through that for us, we'll turn the time over to David.
Okay. Thanks, Michael.
So, recording in progress.
So the amendment is going to be to the general fund here. We've had a couple of, or just a little bit of our expenditure higher than what we originally budgeted. So we needed to adjust that for the audit. So we've added in some actuals in here. The beginning balance is $280,500. Interest income, $13,700. Transfers from other funds, $52,000. And then we've updated the overall expenditures to be 65. Some of the items were lower, but we increased auditing to 8,000 and legal to 32,000, just to round that up. It was slightly below that, but for a total 65,000. And then transfers to other funds, there was also 14,000 transferred to the debt service fund. And that gives us an ending fund balance of $267,233. So with that, were there any questions you guys wanted to ask about this?
Yeah, it's probably just worth explaining the legal and just helping us understand what's driving the difference.
Okay.
My screen is frozen. So David, can you tell me again what it was?
So legal was bumped up to 32,000 from the originally budgeted 20,000. Let me log into.
So Steve, what would come to my mind would be us having to deal with the city when it came to that master plan they were dealing with, and us having to go through all the legal work with them. That's what comes to mind off the top of my head. But if you need, I will go back and talk with Matt and go through it.
Just for the other board members, I just quickly looked. It looks like 2023 was like an estimated 28,000. So it looks like we had projected it to kind of come down, and some of that coordination probably just kept it higher. So,
yeah. So that would be the reason. Anybody else have any questions? Okay, not hearing any. Could I get a motion to close the public hearing, because I do not see any other members of the public that's on?
This is Steve. I move to close the public hearing.
Thanks, Steve.
This is Brandon, and I second that.
Thanks, Brandon. All those in favor, say aye.
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 All right, that was unanimous. All right, next up, board, are the board meeting minutes from April 28th. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate? Do you need me to put them up?
Do we need to actually approve that budget?
We will in just a sec,
Oh, okay.
Steve.
Okay, all right. I reviewed the minutes. I can make a motion.
Okay.
I move to approve the minutes from April. What was the date? April
28th.
April 28th.
That's Bryce. I second that motion.
Thanks, Bryce. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. That's unanimous. Can you guys see my screen?
Yeah.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Is it? Now does it show
the resolution?
Okay, perfect. I don't know why my computer is acting this way. So, Steve, this is how we adopt budgets, and so as well as budget amendments. So really all this is saying that is we had the budget. We went through a public hearing to amend it, and this is the resolution on how we're going to officially amend the budget. So do you guys have any questions about that? Okay. Could I get a motion then?
So this is Steve. I move to approve resolution 2025-01 as shown. Thanks, here.
Bryce, I second.
Thanks, Bryce. All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Hey, that's unanimous. I'll stop sharing. David, do you want to go through second quarter financials for us?
Yep. All right. So starting in the balance sheet for Downtown East Streetcar Sewer Public Infrastructure District, we had in the general fund, admin expense fund, $267,000 and accounts payable of just under $13,000. A debt service fund. We have a total of $4.6 million. Part of that is receivable from the county treasurer and bond fund and surplus fund. Just as a note, I did receive a check from the county and I've sent that on to UMB to be deposited into the district's account. And then they, from there, they will deposit a portion of those funds into the administrative expense fund for future administrative expenses. That was a little over $400,000. I want to say it was probably closer to $411,000. I'd have to pull up the check stub to double check on that. And then in
David,
the capital-
David, when did that come in? Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, no problem. Sorry.
Let me just...
It would have been the end or beginning of last week or the end of the previous week. I guess I could just pull up the email where that is, but
within the last 2 or 3 weeks, dude.
Right.
Okay.
So fairly recently.
All right. Thank you.
And so let's see. And then so capital projects, we have in the project fund $7.4 million and in the subordinate project fund $2.5 million or 2.6 rounded on those. So just under $10 million total. In the general fund, we've had interest income $5,600. Expenditures, we've had $21,000 total budgeted, $53,000. We're slightly over on the accounting from what we are expecting, so we've been watching that closely now, and we'll be working to make sure that stays within our budgeted total for the year. And then transfers from other funds, we've had $30,000. So that gives us an ending fund balance of 255,000 rounded. And The debt service fund had interest income $108,000 and bond interest payments of $1.733 million, and that gives us an ending fund balance of $4.2 million. And in the capital projects fund, interest income $361,000 rounded, and capital outlay, so for expenditures, $9.47 million. And transfers to other funds, we've had $30,000, and that went to the general fund to pay for its expenditures. And that gives us an ending fund balance of $9.977 million. With that, let me open it up. Any questions from you guys, or if you'd like to look at anything in more depth?
Like a headwater type of, yeah. It's
maybe. Board, you guys have any questions?
Any update on the just the progress of the construction? I mean, we've got $10 million left in the
I know they've expansion. Been, yeah, they've been working on the sewer lift station. So they've been making what it looks like to be good progress, because we've been getting a lot of invoices and payment applications for it. So the city doesn't really give me detailed, but now that we have the quarterly report due, I need to reach out to them to get updates. So Steve, I will ask kind of where they're at, you know, how close to completion, how far, and then I'll shoot out an email and let you guys know. All right. If there's no other questions, could I get a motion to accept the financials as presented?
Steve,
Bryce. Go ahead, Steve.
I've done them all. Go for it, Bryce. It's all yours.
This is Bryce. I move that we approve the financials for this quarter.
Thanks, Bryce.
This is Steve.
We're gonna get Steve. I was going to say, Steve, I was going to give you a break completely.
No, it's fine. I've got some water here. I'll keep my.
We're drinking on you too heavily here.
All right. We'll give it to Steve. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. That's everything on the agenda. I have two items for you guys. Stephen Bryce, you probably got an email from the state auditor's office. I just want you to know, David and I have talked. What it regards is the 2024 audit. So we've been working with Haney and Company trying to get that turned around. So, David, I don't know if you have any update, but we've been working with them to get it done.
It's still in progress. There's several audits that are in process right now. We're trying to get them to turn things around as quick as possible. And there's a few that are still in principal review and will be sent out as soon as they're completed on that.
Are there notable complexities to work through, or just resources?
I think it's more resources. It's just trying to get through all of the audits. It's been a very busy time for all the auditors with these deadlines, and so it's both Colorado districts and Utah districts together all have these deadlines right around the same time, and so it's been really busy for them.
So just
we need to do about it.
No, this upcoming year we'll get everything going probably in January. So what we'll need is just to get the engagement letter as early on as possible so that we can get first in line basically with everybody else. So in December, when we talk about we go through the budget and the final budget, we'll talk about it. David and I will make sure we get out the engagement letter early for you guys to sign. So we'll talk through that, do all the reminders. But I wanted you two to know that's what the holdup is. So I'll take care of all the rest of the stuff on there between David and I, but that's going to be the issue. The other thing that goes along with the audit is the financial certification, and that'll be you too, Steve and Bryce. We can't do that till we get the audit back, because what you're certifying is the audit. So, so just look for that. When I shoot out the email with the audit, I'll let you two know that I'm going to send that financial cert for your signatures, and then we'll get that filed. So then the other thing I just wanted to say, Steve and Jason, if you'll look, as soon as the meeting's over, I'll send you guys the budget resolution for you two to sign. So,
and then one of the other items as far as going along with that is coming up on this next year, we're planning on getting documents over to the auditors as soon as March, you know, starting and compile those in February, you know, going through the preparation of the audit in February, and or the financial statements for the audit, excuse me, and sending those over to as soon as possible. One of the things that was hindering us too is we were behind on the 23 audit, and so we got that completed this year. We're going to get the 24 completed as soon as possible, so that we're timely going forward, and that'll make things a lot better going forward too.
All right. You guys have anything for us? All right.
No, that sounds good. Thank you.
Okay. Your favorite motion then, motion to adjourn.
I move that we adjourn.
Thanks, Bryce.
This is Steve, I second.
Thanks, Steve. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye.